Welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be focusing on Yechezkel Perek Lamed Dalet, the 34th chapter of Yechezkel. And now we're moving fully into the Nechama of Yechezkel, the comfort, because after describing the destruction in the previous Perek in Lamed Gimel, now Yechezkel is going to shift into the ideas of comfort to a shattered nation at this point, shattered both physically and spiritually and emotionally. The general topic of this perek is the shepherds. He's going to be turning towards the shepherds of Israel and their misuse of power and their abuse of leadership, reneging on their responsibility to be acting as the appropriate leaders of the nation of Israel. But unlike Nevuos, where we see, let's say, for instance, in Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Gimel, which also talks about the leaders of Israel as bad shepherds, this is not so much about the past and how bad things were, but rather it's actually about giving hope to the future, as we will see. So this sounds like it starts off as a tachacha, as a rebuke, but it really shifts into more of a hopeful upturn as you move towards the future. So let's start at the beginning. The first little section of the parak talks about the bad shepherds. It moves from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Vav, and it's pretty clear how Hashem addresses these people. And he says, Hinovei al ro'ei Yisrael. You're going to prophesize about the shepherds of Israel. Hinovei v'amart aleihem l'ro'im. Ka'amar Hashem alakim, so says God. Don't shepherds look after sheep? I mean, isn't that obvious? But you, what were you doing? You were just looking after for your own benefit. You didn't look after the weak. You didn't heal the sick. You didn't find the lost. You didn't take care of any of the sheep. You abused your power over these sheep. And because of this, and your sheep spread out without a shepherd. And they were spread out. There was no leader. They were spread out across all the country, the countryside. And we'd be in the mountains, in the valleys, and Ein Doresh and Vakesh, nobody looking after them. What generally seems to be talking about over here is the leaders, the kings, the shoftim of Klal Yisrael, who did not take care of Israel. On the one hand, it sounds like this is a physical care that they neglected, but the Radak, then the theme you'll see if you read through the Radak consistently in this parak, is it's that they lacked teaching, Lirososom Dea Binova Haskel, the knowledge of Hashem, spiritual knowledge. And he gives examples. David Melech, it quotes Pasuk, David Ose Mishpatut Stakol Chalamo, David Melech treated his nation with righteousness and justice. And he goes on to describe Asa, it says, Vayame Lihuda Lidroishes Hashem Velasos HaTorah Mitzvah. And Yehoshaphat, he sent people to teach Torah in all the different provinces of Israel. Mean to say, it is the leader's irresponsibility incumbent upon him is to teach Torah among the people, and lacking to do so, led them astray. So it might not be so much a physical being led astray, but a spiritual being led astray. And being left out in the fields, the Radak quotes the Targum Unculus, which says, "V'ismasaru l'shitzuyah b'cholochol malchus abamaya of istaltelu v'medua to given to Golus." And that's why, as we watch this, the end of the first temple, little bit by little bit, little part of Israel, one part after the next is taken into different Golios, and that's all witnessing. Why? Because the shepherds are no longer there; they're not protecting, they're not guarding them. So what's the action Hashem says? So from Pasuk Zion to Pasuk Yud, Hashem now steps in and he says, you know what? Because my poor sheep have been let to stray and now are a victim to anything in the field, my shepherds do not take care of my sheep. So you know what? Says Hashem, therefore, hineni el ha-ro'im v'darashim. I'm going to turn and demand from the ro'im, es tzoni mi'adam, my sheep from their hands, v'ishpatim mir'os tzoni. They're not going to look after the sheep anymore. V'lo yiru od ha-ro'im o'isam. And they no longer will be my shepherds. V'itzalti tzoni mi'pihem. I will save my sheep from their hands. That means to say that there's two levels. The one is demanding accountability, the Doresh that Hashem is going to ask them of. And number two is Hashem will actually remove their leadership and take their place in their leadership. What does that mean? Does that mean to say who is the leader at this point in time? We have to think about that. Because the next section in Pasuk Yud Aleph to Tes Zion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes in these beautiful terms how much he will look after his flocks. Kevakoras ro'eh edroi. He's going to look after it with such careful precision after his flock. And this is obviously the phrase which is used in an Unatana Tokef when describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Israel on Rosh Hashanah. But over here it's an endearing tone about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after them. I'm going to take you out of the nations. I'm going to take you from all the different lands. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes as he'll give them good pastures and look after them. The lost ones I will search out. And those who are pushed away I will return. And the one that's got broken feet I will heal. And I'll strengthen the sick one. And I'll destroy the fat ones, Erena b'mishpat, and I'll judge them in judgment. So who's the actual leader on earth? The Malbim says, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the political leader. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give full hashkacha back to Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to spend time being very careful, hashkacha protest, on all the details of our governance. And going on to the last theme about the fat sheep. So in the next little section from Yud Zion to Chof Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about judging between sheep. Hineni shofet bein seh leseh le'elim ve'le'atodim. I'm going to judge between the different types of sheep, the strong ones and the weak ones. I'm going to see how much they ate, and there's going to be judgment. He says, v'shofati bein seh b'riyah uvein seh razah, between the healthy and between the thin ones, because betzad koseif, because they pushed each other shoulder to shoulder, they gored each other. What's he referring to? What's going on in this? So the Malbim says, you know what's happening over here? Is that during the Golos, or at times when there was more anarchy, as we've seen in the last stages of the times of Yehoyakim and the times of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, when there was a lot of anarchy, at that point in time, there were certain people who took advantage. They used the underlings, they used the lower people in society to make their buck upon, and there was no accountability, no transparency. There was so many bondsmen, so many slavesmen in the society, even while Yerushalayim was under siege from the Babylonians. So the Malbim says, I'm going to then judge which sheep are going to get, which sheep took too much for themselves. You know, I remember whenever we visit a farm with the kids, you go to the farm, if you feed the goats, you get the goat to the sheep feed. There's always a few really large and, you know, boisterous goats that always manage to push everybody else's head out of the way to get the food. And you kind of feel bad. You want to feed that little small goat in the corner, but that goat's already given up. And even if it gets up to come to you, as soon as it gets to the fence, then five goats jump on top of it and push it out of the way to get it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make sure that the goats who didn't get, I'm going to make sure that the sheep who didn't get are going to actually get their due. And that's what's happening over here. This is the ultimate time over here. The Rabbanel adds a little wrinkle into this. He says, no, it's not so much about which sheep were over which other sheep. He just says that imagine what's happening over here. The people just found out from the polit, from the refugee, that Yerushalayim has been destroyed. Can you imagine? Think what they're going through right now. They probably think that the nation of Israel is doomed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected them, like they thought at the end of the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. They think that Hashem has said, you know what, it was a good experiment while it lasted, but you know, these Israelites, these Jews, they're really stubborn. Goodbye. And that's what they could have thought, very likely. So Rabbi Abinel says, no, I want you to know that I'm judging each sheep separately. There's not national judgment here. I'm looking at each of you for your own portfolio. Don't think you're sunk because the ship looks like it's sinking. That's what Hashem is conveying over here. In place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says in the next two psukim, Chof Gimel Chof Aleph, that Yavaki Mosi Aleihem Ro'eh Echad, I'm going to put one shepherd over you now. Now we have the actual physical shepherd as opposed to the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general. V'ro'esem Eis Abdi David. Who is it? It's going to be David. And I'm going to be your God and he'll be the shepherd. So who is this? The Chida says this is of course referring to Mashiach ben David. And this could mean in the future that there's going to be the Mashiach will come from the sign of David. However, the Rabbi Nel says this actually could be the Gilgal of David himself, meaning to say whoever the Messiah will actually be David's neshama just in that body. What's interesting about this is is that just to put yourself back in the place of the people at this time, the people listening to this are not thinking about Mashiach in the year 2019. They're busy thinking about what they're in Golos now. So their Mashiach ben Yosef is actually, ben David is actually going to be Zerubbabel, who's the grandson of Yechoniah, which means to say that this prophecy has multiple levels of potential as to what it could mean. To those people, it will be the sign of David, will bring them back to the land of Israel. But to us who've witnessed that and gone further, we know that there's also referring to the future of Mashiach ben David. Mashiach, well, we call Mashiach ben David because that Mashiach was only short-lived. And finally, the last section of this parak, which runs from Chafei to the very end in Lamed Daled, talks about peace and prosperity and success and rain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back to the land and give us Geshem and Be'etoi Gishmei Bracha Yihiyu, and the trees will give their fruit. Everything will be wonderful in this land. And at the very end, very famous pasuk, the last pasuk is, which is actually Lamed Aleph, Va'atein Tzoni Tzon Marisi Adamatem. I'm going to give you as my sheep, you're my sheep of pasture, you are an Adam, you're a person. So what does that mean? Those are two different descriptions. We're being described as sheep and humans. So how does that work? The Radak says, no, it's a condition. If you act like my sheep, if you act like the type of flocks that I would look after, then I'll look after you. So it's a bilateral agreement. Rashi says, no. What Hashem's saying is, after all this mashal about sheep, understand that you're not just sheep. You're not just an animal to me. You're people. You're special. There's something better about you as well. That's what's being conveyed over here. Now, Rabbi Nelson suggests in a different vein, you're no longer like lambs to the slaughter. You're a people. You matter. It's not that just I don't care about the fatalities or the body counts. I really do. It hurts me, every single one of them. Right? As he says, Yokar b'nei Hashem ha'omhov solachasidov, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim. And finally, the Gemara Bava Metzia is a fascinating halacha, which is learned from here. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would say that there's no tumas ohel for a grave of a non-Jewish person. Why from this pasuk? Because atem kriyim adam ve'eno avde kochavim kriyim adam. That only Jews are called with the halachic term adam, and the non-Jews are not. Therefore, they're not included in tumas ohel, which is adam ki yamos ba'ohel. Fascinating. Obviously, this sort of sparks a large discussion, which obviously is not for right now, but a much bigger discussion about the role of non-Jews. This is not saying that non-Jews are subhuman in any way, which is sometimes people take it to mean. What this means to say is that there is a certain responsibility and capacity that a Jew has, which is confined in the term Adam. Obviously, that term is different to Ha'adam. We see certain psukim which are Ha'adam, which refer to non-Jews. Very, very fascinating discussion over here. And there's a lot to talk about. One piece of homework I would suggest is going to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which talks about Rabbi Akiva's famous statement, is Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem, that deer as a human being is created in Tzelem, which refers to Jews and non-Jews alike. And taking a look at the Tiferes Yisrael there, Rav Lipschitz, living in Germany at the end of the 1700s, and what he has to say about that mission and how it relates to this fascinating pasuk. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.